You're listening to the Just One Outdoors Podcast.
Welcome to the Wives Podcast. I've done this twice, three times maybe, so I have no idea what I'm doing. But welcome. Let's introduce ourselves.
I'm Morgan.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Anna.
I'm Emily.
We're just the wives.
Wait, did we get Hannah?
Yes.
Oh, we introduced ourselves at the same time.
Hold on.
Oh my gosh.
See, I told you I'm good at the soundboard. What if we unplugged all?
None of this could
we unplug everything.
Okay, here. Do you want to hear?
Here.
It all.
Here. You guys tell me what's the sound.
Crickets.
That's the crickets.
Oh, you know, we could play a game where I play a sound and you guys describe it to me. I have to guess what it is.
I really hope that they actually put this out.
They probably will just to make fun
just
of us.
Just to make fun of us.
Just to be like,
They'll be like, this is what the wives do in their free time.
So really we're just hiding in the office so that the guys in Madison
Austin.
Yeah, can figure out where they're going hunting tomorrow because they were supposed to do turkey camp and
decided to flood.
Yeah, there's like a huge flood going on.
A tsunami going on outside of Springfield,
Missouri. We're trying to hang out in here and, you know, do our chatting in here, which at this point I have no idea what we're supposed to talk about. So.
No, mine, they're unplugged.
Oh, look at you. They're
not
unplugging on.
No, they're not unplugged.
Can't hear anything?
No. Well.
This is a hot mess express. Hope that's
we're professionals.
I can't hear anything.
See, it's mute, and then you get closer.
Yeah, get closer.
And it starts to hear things.
Can you hear yourself?
Yeah, no, I just got to lean.
Too far.
Yeah. Got
to
lean down.
Just have a seat and take your microphone to the ground with you.
Hello. This is ASMR. We just ran the floors. Here we go.
How's it going? I can't hear a thing, so you guys all just let me know how it's going in the microphone.
It's going well. This is what they're going to listen for tomorrow.
Oh, and this is a deer. Oh, an elk.
You're listening to the Just One Outdoors Podcast.
Oh, Cam.
That's my husband.
It's your husband.
And that's the introduction. We cheat on the introduction. Every week they play one.
That's so long.
It is so long.
What's this?
I like that.
Nice. Yep. Okay, that's awesome. All of us did the same thing. Just in the jazz hands. Yes. All around. Little, like
twinklies.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, tell a fun fact about yourself. Well, let's start right here with Emily. This is Clyde's wife.
I got my first turkey this year.
Yay! Yay!
No, wrong one.
That was bump.
Yay!
I'm gonna let down. I'm so sorry.
I'm
bad at the soundboard.
You're okay. Like,
congrats,
but a boom.
If you're
gonna say something cool, you gotta hit the button. Just the yellow one. Next time.
Amateurs here. Hey, I've been on this podcast once.
I'm totally kidding. I have no idea what's going on. I forgot to hit the record button before we started recording the first time. Okay.
Fun fact about me is I've probably killed more birds than any of the men out there.
Combined. Clapped in sign language.
Yay!
Nobody can see her.
Nobody can hear us clapping in this sign language.
That was Clyde's wife.
Yeah.
Deegan's wife.
Whoa. Hey, no.
Whoa.
Uh-oh. Clyde is only married to one of us. No, Clyde is married to Emily, but also still married to my husband. No.
Yes.
It's just like a whole confusing little thing.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just in love. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's good. It's fine. Okay.
But Austin also kissed his head when he shot his elk.
Okay, well,
okay, so we're not sure.
This has gotten a little. Kiss my husband?
Yes.
Like, I'm starting to think that my husband's cheating on me with these men.
Just now figuring
you know what?
Out.
Yeah, I think that's been a thing since, like, you know, yeah, very like, beginning of time.
I think that's why he got invited on the podcast. Yeah. They saw, Madison and Austin saw him walking around Best Bro with me, and they said, that man is a fine man.
Let's add him to
this group.
Okay, Hannah, what do you have for us?
I am old enough to be some of your parents. But I am Brian's wife.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. I'm the
a
old
fearless
woman
leader over here. Wise woman right here.
She's got lots of knowledge.
She does. She's taught us a lot already.
Yeah.
For sure. That was not a joke. I hope it didn't. Okay, Morgan's turn.
Okay, I'm going to out Logan, but I have shot a turkey and he has not.
Wait, what just happened?
I don't know.
What is this?
That's weird.
Is that
what just happened?
It's like,
what we really meant to do there is we wanted to cheer her on.
Yes, we did it together.
Yeah,
we did it together.
Yeah,
yeah,
we
did it together.
Cheer and a, yes. That's a little bit confusing.
A creepy cheer.
That is creepy.
You're also the newest member to
the live show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
We love you.
Can put up with all of us.
Oh, yeah. I can.
Your initiation
don't worry.
Is right here on this podcast.
Am I doing well?
You're doing great.
Absolutely.
Well, you have to drink the blood of a deer first.
Oh, I'm out on that.
Girl.
Wait, they didn't make you guys
well,
do that?
Sorry,
are we
doing
it's Madison's turn!
Madison! We're telling a fun fact about each other.
Well, you're supposed to share a fun fact about yourself, so come.
Join the Wives podcast here.
Here, I'll hold it for you.
Hi.
Morgan, the newest addition, stepping up.
Oh,
so it's just like a random fact?
Yeah, just a fun fact about yourself.
Well, I kind of told Ashlyn and Morgan this last time we were together, but I like to write stories.
Yes.
Yeah, when are we going to get to read that, by the way?
It's going to be a while. I'll give you guys
a
little snippet.
Let's go on a treasure hunt. We can find it.
Let's
treasure
hunt. Let's lock her in here. We'll find it. This is her house.
Sorry, we can find it.
Good luck.
So we need you to go join the guys so we can
finish our podcast, please.
Finish your book for you.
Oh. I'll finish my book.
I'm kidding. Please stay. We'd love to have you here. Wow. We've learned so much about each other.
Mm-hmm.
We have.
We've really opened up.
Oh,
we learned how to use the soundboard.
Oh, yeah, it's fun.
Mm-hmm. My fun facts.
Oh, yeah, can we come close?
I'm having a lot of fun facts about myself. My fun facts, I know sign language, which is pretty fun. Sign language is very kind. I do know quite a bit, so I've done like interpreting for gymnastics classes
and
interpreting
cool.
for different things. So that's my fun fact. Yay!
Was that a part of your degree?
It was my minor.
Oh.
So like,
wow.
Fluent, but I don't have my certificate to like
actually be a translator.
Actually translate or interpret anything.
You should get your certificate and then you can go to concerts and be the person that's like,
I make lots of money.
And like, yes. Yeah. You can be a Coachella, just like.
Coachella. I don't think I can keep up. I'd be like way behind.
It's like the next artist is on and you're like, trying to finish the song.
Like finishing six songs behind, it's fine. But I have interpreted songs before for class.
Yeah.
So that was pretty fun.
I'm not any good at any other language. Like,
it's really easy to learn. I learned because I talked with my hands, so I just gave them a purpose, especially mm-hmm. working with kiddos who are sometimes nonverbal or only speak in sign language or communicate in sign language. So mm-hmm. that's how I learned. I started teaching myself in high school, and then I picked up college. That's fun fact, yay.
Yay. Cam's wife. Yay.
Cam's wife. Oh, yeah, Madison.
We're so excited to share about the presenting sponsor of the podcast, Kildrift Outdoors. I can't tell you how many times deer have winded us, especially as we're mobile and sitting on the ground on public land. That's why we've partnered with Kildrift and are using the Drifter, a portable and rechargeable scent dispenser device to repel mosquitoes and cover our scent. While repelling mosquitoes is a great feature of the Drifter, its primary function is to cover human scent using smells like acorn blitz, sweet corn, and buck nasty. Not only is the Drifter super affordable, but with a rechargeable battery, you no longer need butane. Go check them out at killdriftoutdoors.com.
Which we've heard. This is Austin's wife.
Yes. Austin is my husband. Wow. You poor, poor girl.
Does she shush you too?
She doesn't shush you. Like,
she's like, no, because you. I would slap him.
We had dish rags in the kitchen for a reason.
She just has the look she gives. I mean,
no, she's
knows.
Like, you watch it.
I know. Austin, my brother, he was like saying something to us in there. I don't know if y'all heard, you all, the wives heard me. He said something about us needing to leave. And I said, excuse me, what did you say, Rock? And we used to do that to each other as kids all the time. Yeah, just because, so, backstory, my dad used to call him Stone. Who knows why? It was his nickname. And so, like, my sisters and I always thought it was funny. We'd be like, I'm sorry, what'd you say, Rock? Because, you know, my dad called him Stone. And he just started cracking up. And he's like, did you just call me Rock? Like, yeah. Because we haven't, like, we used to do that as, like, a burn when we were younger. And, like, it was, like, before middle school and we used it. But
oh, I think we should all start calling him Rock.
Yeah. Rock or Stone.
Like, you would call him, like, Rock. Because, like, the Rock.
Yeah, just start calling him Stone. He'd be like, what is going on?
He's a pebble.
Is it Boulder?
Yes. Everybody pick a different kind of rock. Yeah. We used to be like, he used to say to us girls all the time, and he would be like, we would say something to him, he'd be like, I'm rubber, you're glue, whatever you say bounces off of me and sticks to you. Like, literally, I would lose my mind as a child. I'd say, I'm sorry, what'd you say, Rock? Like, you're wrong.
So did everyone do their interesting fact already?
Yes.
You missed it.
You'll have to go back and
listen. I think there's like 5 minutes of gibberish before we actually started talking.
We were trying to figure out what we're doing here.
Did you tell them that we're under the elk?
Oh, yeah.
No, but it's kind of creeping me out.
It's staring you down,
sometimes
girl.
Sometimes needs his boogies wife.
Are you going to decorate him for Christmas?
No. Why? You should put Santa hats on all of them.
I'm not a decorator.
That kind of surprises animals. Me. Oh, well, animals. I thought you were going to say of your house. I was like, that surprises me.
Of my animals, Madison? Not as much.
Madison's super artistic, so if you guys haven't seen that, have her make you a birthday card. She makes all of her cards, and she, like, draws them, colors them, paints them. I don't actually know what she uses to do them, but
my birthday
really
is
cool.
In August, so be prepared.
I have a thing called Create on Pinterest, and that's when I put everything for my ideas.
Oh. Very good at it.
Sponsor us, Pinterest.
So there's like a chance that she decorates something out there. We have been talking about some mural, right?
What? Oh, yes.
She's going to paint them. What is it called? I don't even know. She's going to make her wall her canvas.
Okay. I need a piece of art above my fireplace, so that's what I'm going to do at some point.
So she does decorate with all that.
It's like
say.
Rapunzel entangled.
She's the pretty.
Yeah.
She's my favorite. Literally had lanterns at my wedding just because of that movie.
Aww. That's Deegan's favorite Disney movie.
Is it really?
Yes, he loves that movie.
That's so sweet.
I know. I think he's totally chill with it.
We should tell them all their favorite Disney princesses.
We should tell them facts about the boys.
Facts about the boys. Ooh. Hidden
secrets.
You
whisper it into the microphone.
Can I go first?
Yes,
and Morgan's like, let me out it.
Let me dish. Oh, it's fine. You can hear. We've done one.
You can take it
off. Your ears hurt.
It only really matters.
Sorry, guys. We're just having a little bit of a
side
combo. Just hang out with
us. I'll just do ASMR.
It really, really only matters whenever you're pushing these guys. That's why when I'm pushing them, I have no idea what's going on because I can't hear a dang thing.
Gotcha.
Anywho.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Spill the tea. Are we whispering?
No.
Oh. What's our, wait, should we tell them what our thing is?
Okay, I feel like I have to give context. Okay, so we live on a lot of land, and so... Okay, I'm going to say that he's scared of the dark, but he's not scared of the dark in the house.
What a wimp. No.
Oh, I've given him so much crap because things will, like, you know, like little rabbits will go out and, like, hide under the car.
Bunnies.
And they'll, like, come out and we'll be walking out at, like, night or in the morning. Oh, and he'll jump. And so he doesn't like to walk in the woods. Early in the morning because he's scared of the
he's
dark.
He's a hunter, though.
Is he?
He can't kill a bird.
I'm the member of just one who we are talking about right now, Logan, our dear
Logan
friend.
Is yeah. so sad, scared of the dark.
She goes, he's so sad.
As a punishment, if my brother and I were fighting as kids, my dad used to make us, we had a trail paved, we have like 20 acres, and he would make us go walk the trail in the dark, no flashlights.
Heck no.
We'd be like 10 and like 14 or whatever.
Are you the one with the hot sauce up your nose too? Yeah. I have so many questions. Yeah.
Yes, that was me. I no longer eat my boogers. But yeah, he would send us out on the trail to walk
That's
in the dark
terrifying.
By ourselves.
I'd be so scared.
Have you guys ever heard of what, like, okay, what is it called? Like, you know, like one of those like death whistles and it makes like a really loud, scary yeah. sound. Okay, well, Logan has one of those and I'm plotting my prank in the dark with one of those. But,
Listen, okay. You should do this.
Okay,
sorry. Like I said, my dad used to make us bond as brother and sister by walking in the dark.
Okay.
There was one time I don't know what it was about this day, but he was like, do not talk to strangers on the trail. Like, do not talk to them. Like, nobody should be out there. Don't talk to people. Interesting. It's because he was plotting and planning. So my brother and I started on one side. It came out right at our yard at two different points. And so we started on one side, and me and my little brother, my big brother, us little kids were walking in the trail, and my dad goes and puts on a ghillie suit.
Oh, and no.
He goes, sorry, I'm going to whisper so he doesn't hear. He goes and he runs to the other end and like gets to like the halfway point. And he sits down and waits for us. And as we're walking by, I like look at my brother. I'm like, do you see the man up against the tree?
Ivy.
And my brother's like, yeah, don't look at him. Like, and I was like, okay, but you see it, like, doing on our land. My dad just told me about men being on the trail. And so then my dad goes, hey, in like a deep voice, and Caleb goes, run! And so we start sprinting, and he's like, guys! It scared the bejesus out of us.
you little ones just sprinting.
We weren't even that little. We were literally... Like, I don't know, like probably like 10
this
and 14.
This is actually two years ago.
I am still scared of the dark. I actually feel for Logan.
Right there with him.
One of the things that's helped us over the last couple of years, having more success in the woods than ever before, is the ability to be mobile. Spending time in the woods and taking note of animal behavior is great, as long as you can adapt and make the information useful. That's where saddle hunting comes in. We've partnered with Buzzard Roost Saddles to accomplish our saddle hunting needs because they're at the forefront of innovation and comfort in the saddle hunting market. Take it from us. If you're hunting from a tree for hours on end, comfort is super important. If you're not saddle hunting yet, you should be. And if you're looking for the best saddle on the market, you'll find what you need at BuzzardRoostSaddles.com.
Let Brian know he's afraid of the dark, because Brian loves to scare people.
Well, okay, afraid of the dark is very, like, someday minor.
my kids will have friends over, uh-huh. and they'll be out in the dark, and they're from the city, and Brian will get his predator calls and go out and hide.
Oh, that's so and funny.
And let, yeah. And they'll, Monty will be like, it's my dad. They're like, no, it's not. It's going to get us.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah. I bet he gets a kick out of that.
Oh, he loves it. Loves it. Yeah. So, yeah.
All right. Who's got the next confession under?
I'm trying to think of one.
I am too.
Do you have one?
No.
We're not outing our husbands.
Oh, so as I was the only one?
No,
got it. I know. But this can't air until I pull my prank.
So Austin or Cam, if you're editing this, wait until after Morgan's done.
I might need some recruitment. Like, I might need some help.
You might need to borrow a ghillie suit.
Austin has one. He does.
Can I borrow?
Can we just talk about my husband being so accident prone?
Yes.
Yeah, that's, I don't know if it's a secret, but we've flipped a boat because he fell asleep driving the guys home.
Madison's like, he's never allowed to ride with Brian.
We just like to say he tripped from going to the bathroom and fell 4 feet in a hole.
Yes.
He got hooked in the face opening day of trout season, and his tent started on fire.
Oh,
so that's all been in the last year.
What's funny is literally the day before they go trout fishing, I literally prayed for Brian. I was like, Lord, Brian just needs a little bit of extra protection this weekend.
So that's what we're saying. He didn't get it in the eye, and he wasn't in the tent when it burned.
He wasn't in the tent.
No. So we're, you know.
So how did his tent burn?
So he had a space heater in there that
it
was off. But it short-circuited and started, and it was literally a melted piece of plastic, and there was black smoke billowing out of the tent.
He was at lunch with us when he got the phone call from the park ranger.
Oh.
Like, the ranger, he's like, I gotta go take this phone call. It's the park ranger. And we had just talked about it.
And like, what, your tent on fire?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, actually.
It is.
So that's not really outing him, but yeah, he's kind of accident prone. So okay. I don't know that you know this, guys. This is kind of outing him. So when after falling in the hole, I told Austin, "Hey, you gotta be watching out for him." He goes, "Well, he needs one of those little buddy backpacks that you put on the toddlers." So as a joke, I sent a leash with them the next time they went.
Yes.
And when they came home from hunting, I'm like, that's interesting. Austin's following him in the house. And here Austin has the,
with
leash,
the leash
clipped to his collar. And he's leading Brian. And he's like, he's good today. So I guess our neighbor was watching it all happen.
Your neighbor's like, hey, do some weird things.
Talk to the neighbor since then. Talk to him. So
is
I'm
it
not
the
sure
one that rides on the four wheeler down and back?
No,
she just like sticks her neck out. So what's happening?
Yeah, no, different neighbor, the one right next door.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's funny.
That's so funny.
So Austin has probably talked about it on the podcast, maybe not, but he is now a little stitious. About his blue Hanes underwear.
Oh, no.
All right, this might just be just one outdoors combo that he's had, but I'm sure he's talked about it. But he is convinced that he has luck anytime he wears his blue Hanes underwear, because that's what he killed his elk in, that's what he killed his buck in, that's what he doubled up now on his turkey in, and literally the morning he doubled up on his turkey this season, he's, all right, I'm going to go get cleaned up. I'm like, okay. All of a sudden, I hear him say, Madison!
Where's my blue underwear?
No, no, no. Jumps into my office in his underwear. It's like, look what I'm wearing today. I was like, oh my gosh. He's like, I told you these were lucky. I'm like,
Until we find them in one of our husbands.
No, when I got my deer, he was like, hey, like the few days before, he's like, hey, I've got this special thing that's been working. If you want to borrow the blue underwear. You could just like put it on like the backpack, you know?
I was about to say, which did he want you to wear
them? I'm sure he was like just joking, but I was like, man, you are really getting into these blue panties. Like, come on.
Madison knew that thong was right for him, so she got it. I will come to his defense, they are biker shorts.
Whatever, we haven't seen them.
And none of us want to.
Or biker shorts, I guess, and not biker.
Biker shorts are what girls wear.
He has both.
Literally, Austin is calling me. Like, you can just walk in.
Probably, like, you guys need to stop talking so loud.
Yeah, he's probably like,
curious. What is it, Austin?
Hey, can you come out here?
Oh my God. Literally, we are in the same house.
We're in the same house.
It's a door away.
He's like, please stop revealing my secrets.
Madison's so sweet. She just got up and left. I would have been like,
I would have been like,
you?
Emily, we need you too.
I would have been like, you come in here and open the door and come and get me. Literally, you don't need a car.
I don't know how she's so tolerant.
I don't either. Deegan, I
don't have to be tolerant. Deegan learned. Deegan learned real quick.
I said, you're not gonna call me unless you need toilet paper and you're on the toilet. Okay, you can call me or text me then, but right now, no, we are a door away. Open the
Get
door
up
and holler.
And walk.
I don't even care if you holler with the door closed. Just holler.
Holler at my folks.
All right. Shoot. Do you guys have anything to reveal about your husbands?
I know, I gotta think too.
I'm sure. I know.
I think Deegan's too much of an open book. I feel like everybody already knows everything about him. Like, he's. We're kind of the couple that just, like, talk about everything. I don't know.
Cricket sounds as I'm thinking.
Oh, no, not that one.
So recently, I work at the hospital, I wear scrubs. And for Christmas, I asked for high-waisted scrub pants because I'm, like, on the ground helping people. Like, I'm all over the place. I don't want my bum out and about, okay? So I was like, I like these high-waisted ones. Well, I wore them for the first time a week ago, and turns out they're maternity pants, not high-waisted scrub pants. I put them on, and I was wearing them throughout the day. And they're, like, kind of weird because they don't have, like, the elastic that would stretch. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I put them on, and I was wearing them. I'm like, man, I'm having a tough time hanging, like, keeping everything inside these pants because my pants just keep falling down. I'm like, these are high-waisted. They should stay up. And I, like, could stretch the stomach area, but it wasn't, like, elastic. Super weird. So my sweet husband... He got me maternity pants, and no, I'm not pregnant.
He's like, just a hint.
Yeah. He's like, to save money later, we're going to buy these now, and you can wear them now and then. Okay. So that's my quick confession that happened recently. Sweet husband. He says that I put it on the list like that, but I don't know that I believe it. He bought it from a list,
he said
you picked those out.
Oh, I thought you meant you put maternity scrubs.
I put maternity scrubs on the list. No, he's like, the link went to this. I'm like, I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm. Sure did, him.
Yeah, my sweet husband.
Yep. He was excited. He thought you were going to tell him something, and then he opened them
Yeah. He said, like, I wore them, and then afterwards, I was like, hey, I told him, and he was like, no, that's not true. And then I was walking around the house later, and he was like, yeah, those are pretty baggy on you. I was like, yeah, they're maternity pants. Like, I cannot keep them up. I was, like, rolling them and squeezing the – I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, I cannot keep these suckers up. Anywho, that's that. Anybody else?
I still don't know how much.
How about – so while you're thinking about it.
Yeah.
We can tell how we met our husbands.
Oh, ooh, good idea.
And how long you've either been together or been married or?
Yeah, I like it.
Emily and Madison had to leave, by the way.
That's yeah, yes. So it's just hopefully the four of us.
Austin called them and told them to get out there.
The rest of us were not invited.
We were told to stay in here.
We're still locked in the office.
They locked us in here.
Trapped. Actually did not. The lock is, you know, on our side of the door, but it's fine. We're being dramatic. It's okay. Okay, Hannah, would you like to start us off?
Sure. So I met Brian in 2001. Aww. I know I'm aging myself here. At church.
I was being born that year. Me too.
See, I told you. I was born before then, so we're good.
We're good.
You and I, we're in this together.
Yeah, but when I met Brian, I was 22. So, you know, that's.
Yeah.
But we met at church. We were both serving in the youth at James River.
Woo woo.
And he was not on my radar, but I was on his. And so I met him in September, and we started dating in January, and we got married 2.5 years later. Wow. So we'll be married 19 years this year.
Yay! That's so sweet. That's awesome. Yeah. Who has the magical button?
Which one?
Yeah. So wonderful.
Pretty princesses.
Yeah. Think pretty.
Pretty.
Okay,
Morgan?
Okay. Oh, gosh. I really have to think about it. So we've been together for 3 years. I actually first saw him, this is really weird, over TikTok. And I asked one of my friends who went to James River with him to, you know, give him my Snapchat. And so I snapped him. He ghosted me. And then about a few months later,
More confessions under. Yeah. More confessions under the elephant.
And then he reached back out a few months later, and then we dated for a year and a half, got engaged, and then we've been married almost 6 months. So.
Yay!
Woo-hoo.
Yay. Magic.
Newlyweds.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I met Cam in high school. We were high school sweethearts, super fun. I think we were 15 when we first started dating, and we had a little what someone call it, a breakup for like 7 months in high school, and then we got back together.
You're stealing my story. Hey.
Who broke up with who?
It was, I think we both have different answers, but I would say it's mutual. It was mutual, but honestly it was so long ago that like at this point I was like, oh, I don't even know, but we don't really count that in the years we've been dating,
right?
So it's like it was not important. We were 15. Like, what the heck were we even doing?
You were younger than my daughter when you started dating. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. I know. So we started dating in high school, dated through college, all that. We were nominated high school sweethearts, which was super fun. And so, fun fact, so were
you guys
my parents.
Age?
Yes.
Okay.
So were my parents. They were high school sweethearts. And I think his parents, too.
Deer season is over, and it's time to get those skulls on the wall. A skull hanging on the wall represents the accumulation of hard work and rich memories with family and friends. Here at Just One, we're hanging our skulls with skull hangers from Kambosh Outdoors. They're super easy to hang, and prices start as low as $9. Go check them out at KamboshOutdoors.com and save 10% at checkout with code JUSTONE.
Crazy story. It runs in the family, I guess. I should prepare myself early.
Your daughter's going to be like, but I love him. And you're like, crap.
It really set you up for this. Yeah. And then we got married in, it'll be 3 years in June. Super fun. We've been together 11 years total now. Wow. So it's been fun. We've really grown up together for sure.
So sweet.
Definitely. We've done all the maturing and all the things like that together, just from being babies all the way up to now we're adults with full-time jobs and married and have a house, and our dog is our child. So yeah. Okay.
Well, you can just copy and paste her story to my story. Deegan and I were also high school sweethearts. We met in 2017. And he was my first boyfriend. So I got
Cam was my first boyfriend, too.
Literally, Brian copy was my.
Hey! Ah!
And Kim was my only kiss.
Brian was my only kiss.
I think you were a lot better kid than I was. This is a family podcast. Anyways.
Back to it.
Yeah.
So you guys were in the same grade?
No, he's a year older than me. Yeah. He was actually, he went to Fairgrove. I went to Fairgrove my whole life. And he went to Fairgrove when he was a kid, but then he moved around. And so his junior year, my sophomore year, he came in and he was like the new kid. And a lot of people remembered him, but I had no idea who he was. And, you know, back then it was like call dibs on the new kid. I had recently gained some self-confidence that year. And I was like, dibs on him. He's mine. And I was a friend of his friend. And so I went and I was like, hey, can you like introduce me to Deegan? And Deegan was like a little player. And he was like, I'm not looking for anything serious. And I was like, okay, sure. We'll see about that. And I stuck around and I annoyed him enough that finally he asked me to be his girlfriend. And so we started officially dating in like December 2017. And yeah, we broke up. We broke up for a little while, like his senior year, my junior year. So we dated for like a year and a half, and we were broken up for a year and a half. And then my senior year, right before COVID, we got back together. And it, I don't know, we've just been good ever since. Like, I knew pretty instantly I broke up with him.
I was just about to ask. Yeah.
I broke up with him. It was one of those things I was like, I'm 17, you're my first boyfriend, what if there's something better? And then 2 months after breaking up with him, I was like, there is nothing better. I messed up. And yeah, but he had already got a girlfriend. But Mr. Player got real serious real fast. And so, yeah, we got back together my senior year, and I went to college, and then he moved in with my brother into the apartment, and so I would stay with them every weekend, and I moved in once I came back from college and kicked my brother out. And yeah, now we're buying a house. Let's see.
Woo-hoo!
Our closing date is like second week of May.
Yay! So
exciting. Yeah. And
big things.
Yeah. And literally our dog is our child.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Literally the same as yours.
Yeah. You know what's funny about your story is you said something about I'm only 17. Like what else is out there, you know? And when Cam and I got back together, so my parents had this rule where they had to approve of who I was dating. Mm-hmm. Totally fine. They approved of him. But when I told my mom, I was like, hey, I'm interested in getting back together with him. She was like, are you sure? Like, there's other people out there. And I was like, Mom, did you think that way? Because I know that my parents broke up and got back together too when they were dating. So I was like, Mom, hello? You like, you already played this life section of journey that I'm now living. Yeah. So
my mom knew. My mom, I was so upset. I was so upset about it. And I literally was like, I remember he called me like a few months before we actually started talking again. And I was in the car with my parents and they're like, who's calling you? And I was like, it's Deegan. And they were like, are you going to answer? And I'm like, I don't know. And my mom was like, I think you should answer. And I was like, okay.
I'll do it right now.
I guess I'll answer. Can you get out of the car?
Can I have some space, please?
And they did. And we talked on the phone for like 2 hours. And my mom was like, so? My dad pretended like he could carry us. My dad was like, yeah, whatever. Deegan's fine.
Hey, ladies.
You want to tell your story?
We are talking about our kind of how you met your husband story and how you ended up, getting married to them and how that all went together. Would you like to share your story?
Well, the guys came in here to send us to tell us that they're ready to go.
Well, why don't you go ahead and tell your
story? Yeah, tell your story, and then we can go.
Then we'll go.
Well, Austin and I have known each other for 7 years, so there would be a lot to go over. But basically, I had a boyfriend. Austin became my friend. Austin defeated my boyfriend in the law department. And then me and him dated for a long time. We broke up for 2 months, got back together, got engaged, got married.
Woo.
Oh, I forgot to say. Yeah, Deegan and I are married now, too. We at some point in there got married.
Here's the quick Clyde and Emily story.
And now we've been married for 3 years. Yay.
Go too far.
So my nephew actually super liked him on Tinder.
Oh my god.
And when we went on our first date, he left me at the Mexican restaurant because he left his wallet in the truck. And the waitress was like, "Is he coming back?" And I was like, "I sure hope so." And then ever since then, I gave him a taco, like from my plate, and then it was true love. So we've been together for 2 years now. So that's pretty much it.
Oh, shoot.
And that was the Just One Wives
podcast.
Thank you guys.
Bye.